Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Black journalists from across the country gathered at the Hilton in Chicago yesterday and today to discuss issues about journalism. They also hosted President Donald Trump yesterday. I thought it was interesting, before the president or even the panelists walked onto the stage, just before they came on, this was played.
We ask that the professionalism that we all bring to our newsrooms and workplaces every day is the same professionalism that is maintained in this arena.
President Trump suggested that it wasn't so professional the way they treated them, but he also said that they weren't very nice to him. They did not greet him. This is the way he was greeted.
NABJ has partnered with PolitiFact to fact check this conversation in real time. You can access that feed on social media.
That was my understanding, that one of the things that delayed the whole event was a concern about whether or not Trump would come out because he didn't want real-time fact-checking. Maybe it was a technical snafu. Anyway, it got off to a very late start, and that shortened the event overall. The now famous opening question was,
Mr. President, we so appreciate you giving us an hour of your time. I want to start by addressing the elephant in the room, sir. A lot of people did not think it was appropriate for you to be here today. You have pushed false claims about some of your rivals, from Nikki Haley to former President Barack Obama, saying that they were not born in the United States, which is not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabbit to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
One more soundbite for you, the president's response in part.
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, a first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country.
You can already sense the energy in the room. Nick Smith was there from News Nation's Morning in America. Nick, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Absolutely. It's good to be with you.
Did you feel it was appropriate for the president to be there? Not everybody in the organization agreed.
I think that any time you have an opportunity to speak to a world leader, it's an opportunity any journalist should take advantage of. I believe that the miscommunication about his appearance just took some people off guard and they weren't prepared. But I don't believe that the idea or the conversation around not giving him the grace or the space necessary to ask him the tough questions, since he is courting the vote of the African-American community, to not have him in that space and ask him those questions.
Did you think that as an opening question was appropriate? I mean, it sure did set the tone for the next 40 minutes.
I will agree with you that it set the tone for the next 40 minutes. I also think that had a person maybe not of Ms. Scott's hue or gender asked the same question, it may not have been met with the same sense of resentment. I don't think that the question was inappropriate. I actually thought the setup was actually rather fair, since it were things that Mr. Trump had said on record and he was courting this particular vote. I think had it come out of left field, it may not have fit the occasion, but I thought that Ms. Scott's question was actually rather appropriate and straightforward, and Mr. Trump has definitely dealt with, I would think, tougher people than a reporter from ABC News. It just surprised me that he didn't have a better crafted answer or response.
I thought there was context to it, too, in that there was disagreement among the association, so I think it's appropriate to ask the president, since some people literally would not attend the event with him, why he thinks that they should be voting for him. What was the...
Absolutely. One of those people was Karen Atiyah, the co-chair for NABJ, National Association of Black Journalists. She took offense at not having been considered or consulted before the invitation was extended to Mr. Trump, so much so that many of the members, self-included, I am a member of NABJ, just to be completely transparent, in fact, had been walking the floor today, and people are still talking about yesterday's event, just before connecting with you. And the announcement was not made to members like myself until Tuesday. So it wasn't until Tuesday that, oh, by the way, guys, guess what? Tomorrow we'll be having a panel discussion with Donald Trump.
You didn't know about that until Tuesday?
No one knew until Tuesday.
My goodness.
Which is why all the fallout on social media happened at such a rapid pace.
What was the reaction from the crowd? What were you all feeling? What are you all saying to each other?
I won't speak for others, but before Mr. Trump came on to the dais, I can say that the room was jovial. Music was playing. We didn't hear an audio issue. Mr. Trump complained a couple of times about not being able to hear, or he thought that the audio system wasn't up to par. However, he wasn't alone. To be fair, Harris Faulkner, the correspondent with Fox News, also said she had trouble with the audio. But we did not experience any audio issues listening or hearing them in the audience.
But were you all angry?
Rather upbeat.
Were you folks angry, though? Were you incredulous? There was laughter, and I couldn't interpret what that laughter was conveying.
I think the laughter from some may have been cynicism, particularly when he said things like, I like the black community, that when he grouped the group together, I think there were some who were like, whoa, what's that? However, I will point out there were a number of people in that audience who were there in full support of the former commander-in-chief. So it was definitely a room that had mixed views about his attendance and mixed views about his response to some of the questions from those on the panel.
I guess the question for a journalist would be, did you feel that journalism was accomplished there? What information did you all elicit from the president that will help inform the voters?
I think that's for each individual to decide. But what I will say is this. I do believe if the goal of those who organized this was to make news and put themselves on the map, I believe that they were extremely successful in doing that. I'm not sure that what Mr. Trump said yesterday won him any new support, but I'm also not sure that he lost any support either.
That's telling, too. Nick Smith, Midwest correspondent, News Nation's Morning in America. You see him there, and it's nice to hear you here, Nick. You should join us more often. I'm glad you were able to give us some insight today. Now, you're going to be there again today, right?
I'm walking back in the next 5 minutes, so I'll be here today and tomorrow. I should wrap things up.
Let's have one more conversation then before the week is out, okay?
Would love that. Hey, have a good one.